Welcome to Bayou Garden on WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. There are few flowering bulbs that can surpass the stately beauty of the amaryllis. Typically blooming in April, this popular bulb is a star performer in the spring garden. Dormant buds are readily available at local nurseries and garden centers now, and with proper care, they can become a long-standing part of your landscape. Amaryllis plants belong to the genus Hippiastrum, and those we grow today are mostly hybrids of several species. We're really fortunate to be able to grow amaryllises in garden beds. In colder regions of the country, amaryllis bulbs must be grown in containers, since they would freeze during the winter if planted into the ground. The dormant buds that you purchase now, however, can't go into the garden at this point. They've got to be handled specially this winter. When they're dried and forced into dormancy for shipping purposes, the bulbs are triggered to bloom during the winter rather than the spring. If you plant bulbs you purchase now outside in your garden, they'll send up their flower stalks this winter when they're likely to be damaged by cold. Amaryllis bulbs purchased now should be planted into pots using a well-drained potting soil and make sure that the top quarter of the bulb is exposed above the soil surface. You can also buy them pre-planted in pots. The pot, if you're potting them up yourself, should be large enough so that there's a 1-inch clearance between the edge of the bulb and the rim of the pot. Clay or plastic pots are equally satisfactory, but since an amaryllis in bloom can be kind of top-heavy, clay pots provide better stability because they're heavier. Place the potted bulb in a sunny window, and the more sun the better, and keep the soil evenly moist. When the flower stalk emerges, rotate the pot one half turn every few days, and this will keep that flower stalk growing straight. Otherwise, it's going to tend to grow towards the window and lean, and that makes it look awkward. If you provide your amaryllis with too little light, the flower stalk will grow excessively tall and may even fall over. Flowering generally occurs in December from bulbs planted now. Some large bulbs will produce two flower stalks. Sometime after the flower spike has emerged, leaves will grow from the top of the bulb. After the flowers have faded, cut the flower stalk back to the point where it emerges from the bulb, but don't cut any of the foliage. Keep the plant inside and continue to provide plenty of light, or the leaves will be weak and floppy. You should water regularly when the soil begins to feel dry, but it's really not necessary to fertilize your bulbs this time of the year. Now, come spring, you're going to want to plant your bulb outside into the garden around about April. Amaryllises planted into the garden this coming spring will get into their natural cycle and bloom in April in years to come. If you're already growing amaryllises in your garden, you know just how carefree they are. They thrive in any reasonably good garden soil as long as the drainage is good, and they like a spot that receives about 6 hours of direct sun with some shade in the afternoon. But I've seen amaryllises growing both in full sun and in part shade and doing quite well. Once planted and established, amaryllis bulbs can be left alone for many years. A light sprinkling of a general purpose fertilizer in March and again in June, and watering during unusually dry weather is really about all they need. The beds should be mulched with about 2 inches of pine straw, leaves, or other materials to help reduce weeds and conserve moisture. During the winter, it's a good idea to increase the thickness of the mulch to 3 or 4 inches. This will help protect the bulbs in case we have an unusually cold winter. Although it's not necessary to dig and store amaryllis bulbs in the fall each year, clumps of bulbs can become overcrowded in time, and fall is a great time to dig them up and transplant them. So purchase amaryllis bulbs now, grow them indoors over the winter, plant them out in your garden in April, and they'll reward you with beautiful flowers for years to come. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.